Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's spring film festival season. Cinefranco is a festival of French language movies from countries like Canada, France, Tunisia, and Belgium, mainly things that have never played in Toronto before. Images Festival shows art expressed in the form of moving images, films, videos, showing off-screen in galleries and on-screen at the AGO. So I'm combining the two of them this week, shaking the pot and adding a little bit extra. A French art film in English, an English art film in Scottish, and a French crime thriller en français. Next time, I aim for the heart. La prochaine fois, je viserai le cœur. Directed by Cédric Angers. It's the late 1970s in France, out on lonely highways and suburban streets. All is not well. Young women are being shot and some killed by an unknown man in a car. The serial killer sends handwritten notes to the police after each killing. Still, the cops are stymied. No one can describe the man or the car he drives, and he always gets away. So enter Frank, played by Guillaume Canet. He's not a policeman, but a member of France's gendarmerie, the national force, much like the RCMP, that operates in small towns and rural areas across the country. So the gendarmes, the ones who wear those distinctive round top hats, are controlled by the Minister of Defense. And this comes through in Frank's manner. Formal and militaristic, he's gaunt, thin-lipped, tense. Always polite, he follows the rules to the letter and catches those criminals. He's seeing Sophie, played by Anna Girardot, the gorgeous young woman who does his laundry. She's smitten by him, a true gentleman, not like the slovenly men she knows. He's also a prize detective, praised by the chief and respected by all his co-workers. And they're all on the lookout for the crazed, vicious serial killer whose crimes are escalating but who always seems to escape. So the gendarmes need to catch him before the rivals the police force do. Seems like a typical policier, right? Good cop searching for a deranged killer. But there's a twist, and this is not a spoiler. Frank, the gendarme, is also the serial killer. Whoa. So this is based on a true story. It makes for a pretty good premise for a thriller. It has a dark, brooding tone to it and leaves the viewer unsettled. Who can you trust? The whole story is told solely from Frank's point of view. The rest of the characters, including Sophie, are opaque. They're barely there. So you're forced to sympathize with Frank, and you do, but he's a troubled soul, loner, nut bar killer. So how sympathetic can you get? Also, the guy's clearly psychotic. You wonder why it isn't obvious to the fellow cops. Visually, the movie's great. Shot in rural fields and forests or in offices and homes that always have a blow-up color photo of nature subtly placed on the walls. Neat effect. And Canet is excellent as Frank. Tomorrow is Always Too Long, directed by Phil Collins. Not the Genesis pop star, but the artist Phil Collins. Okay, it's an ordinary day in Glasgow, Scotland. People go to school, to the pub, or to jail. But on a normal day, do you suddenly break into complex dance steps and start singing wonderful indie pop songs by Kate Le Bon, accompanied by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra? I didn't think so. This is a very strange movie filled with ordinary people doing extraordinary things. The complex mixed with the mundane. It's like watching TV with someone else holding the remote control and constantly changing channels. Now you see Mindy, the bored psychic, touting for calls, a tawdry male phone sex line, a telemercial selling products for women who enjoy being patted down by security guards at airports, three people in sparkling glam makeup answering trivia questions, or a grisly guy in a garish tam o'shanter buttering bread. Huh? Yeah, exactly. These scenes are alternated with silhouette animation by Matthew Robbins, giving a stylized look at Glasgow's underground with nightclubs, drugs, and furtive sex in the bushes. This is definitely art, but it's also great fun. I loved it. You could tell it's an art piece because the performers all keep blasé, chill expressions as they dance. No jazz hands or smiley faces here. It's art. But it's also a thoroughly entertaining portrait of one day in the life of the city of Glasgow and a lot of the people who live there. Art you can love. Clouds of Sils Maria, directed by Olivier Assayas. So Maria Enders, played by Juliette Binoche, is a very famous French actress who is heading by train for Switzerland. She's going to a town near Zurich to honor a playwright who 20 years earlier wrote the first play she ever appeared in. The play is about a young woman who works at a company, and her older boss, actually the head of the firm, is an older woman who becomes infatuated with the young woman, leading to a tragic end. Okay, so when the play premiered, Maria, played by Binoche, was a brash young woman, totally unknown. Now she's a seasoned professional. She owes the playwright Melchior a lot, but when circumstances change, she's asked to be in the play again, but this time as the older woman. This jars her. She thinks of herself as a beautiful young actress, but while still attractive, she's clearly middle aged. So all her emotions and worries are confessed to her young personal assistant, her PA Valentine, played by Kristen Stewart from Twilight. And once Maria takes the part, she decides to stay in the Swiss town to learn a role. So Val, the PA, plays the other part when the two of them rehearse. But Val senses a weird change. Maria seems to be losing her grip. Is she the boss in the play in love with a younger woman, or is she an actress boss obsessed with her PA? So Val's patience is running low, and in comes the third woman, Joanne, played by Chloe Grace Moretz. She's the tempestuous teenage actress playing Maria's former role. She's a Lindsay Lohan type chased by paparazzi in and out of rehab. And all three of them are acting out their roles between the foggy, stark Alpine scenery. Okay, so what this movie is an intimate portrait of Juliette Binoche. The three actors are all convincing and absorbing, but the movie, it's a bit too meta for me. Play within play, characters playing characters, for it to be deeply moving. So The Clouds of Sils Maria opens today in Toronto. Tomorrow is Always Too Long. Open the Images Festival, which continues all week. Go to imagesfestival.com for times and galleries. And Next Time I Aim for the Heart, that's the thriller, plays next weekend, not this weekend, at the Bloor Cinema. Go to cinefranco.com for times and locations of these and many other French language films. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.